light of this being the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we wanted to take a moment and give a couple people in our church an opportunity to express their thankfulness. And I asked Jamie and Darla Francis if they would be willing to share their gratitude and what God has been doing in their family despite the events of the last couple weeks. And they're going to do that now. I want to let you be encouraged and also continue to pray for them.
You know, there's that verse, in everything give thanks. And I have to say I never liked that verse. At Carol Rhoda Studio, we have it huge. We have it in an 8-foot thing that people can buy, 8-foot metal piece that says in everything give thanks. And people buy that to put in their homes. And I remember making the comment at work that I don't think I would ever be able to put that in my home. I just can't give thanks to God in everything. And I have to say, even in the horribleness of this situation, I have come to see that it's possible to give thanks. And God has shown me that I can claim that this verse works. And we are not thankful that Levi died, but we are thankful for what God has done through Levi's life and through Levi's death. I've been reminded by my friends of this verse, Philippians 1:6. It's been a verse that Jamie and I had at our wedding. And we've claimed it many times, but being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on until completion, until the day of Christ Jesus. And Levi's work was completed in his life, but he continues. God is just continuing to complete Levi's work even in his death. And I have a story to share about that. This is one that my Aunt Shirley called to tell us about. She flew up from Florida for the visitation and funeral, and she was flying home. She took a bump onto another flight, and she said that she was making conversation with the lady next to her, and they were headed to Baltimore. And at one point, the lady said to her, why did you go to Grand Rapids? And my Aunt Shirley just opened up this book she was reading, and she took out the little brochure from the celebration of Levi's life, and she gave that to the lady, and the lady said, you know this person? And she said, yeah, that was my niece's son. And she said, I can't even believe this. She said, my husband and I have been following this story in the news. We've been watching it on the news. We've been reading about it in the papers. And we've been collecting this information. And we have a son, 29, and a son, 27, who were brought up in the church. And they are not walking with the Lord. And this story touched us so much that this was this 21-year-old kid who really was living his life for the Lord. And she said, we wrote up this big letter to our children saying, talking about Levi and that you never know when your time is coming and that they were concerned for them. And I thought, you know, here's a family we don't even know. Levi didn't know them. And yet God was using Levi's story in their life and hopefully in the lives of their son. And that was just a really great story. So even in Levi's death, God is completing the good work that he started in Levi. And we are thankful for many things, but a few things that we just wrote down that have come to mind. We are so thankful that there was a witness to the accident so that there was help there immediately. We had the privilege of meeting the witness this past Friday. He came over to our house, and we were able to share with him our faith and that our assurance that Levi is home with his Lord and Savior. We are so thankful that the news reports spoke of Levi's faith and his character. We are thankful for the family and friends and even acquaintances in our community that have been here to support and bless us through this. We are thankful for Erin's support at her new school. She has said how she even believes that God has prepared her for this because of the changes that have been made in her life just in the last few months. And we are also thankful for Mitch's amazing friends and the families and the coaches from Comstock Park who have come around. We are especially thankful for all of you. So many things behind the scene, things that we don't even know that you guys have done. You have been there for us. And every time we would turn around, something would be taken care of. And we just credit that to your love for us and your love for this body. And we're so thankful for this church. And we are so thankful for Levi's friends who are touching us with memories that they have. We are so thankful that Levi was a gift to us for 21 years. He was such a lovable, compliant kid that didn't give us trouble and loved to spend time with us as a family. And finally, we are thankful that Levi taught us how important being relational is. He showed others that they were very important to him and that he cared for their soul. And that's a lesson, I think, that he taught the two of us.
I have 5 points, so Todd, not sure how long your sermon is, but I'll have to watch the clock. Echo everything Darla says, but also for us, the number one thing is just the blessed hope that we have in salvation. And it continued to come to my mind that God gave his son. Todd, you just preached it for me right there, that song at the cross, on the cross. I mean, just God gave his son so all of us, but so my son could be with him now. And I think, Todd, you even said it in a sermon last week, and I put it in personal terms, Levi was a love offering from God to the son. The son redeemed and gave back to the father. And, I don't know how you go through something like we went through without faith. I mean, I've said that a million times in the last couple weeks, and other people have said that too. So, number one, blessed hope of salvation. Another one is so thankful for the Word of God. And I'm so guilty of taking that for granted for so many years of my life. But the comfort that we've received from the Scripture and from the many, many, many passages of Scripture that we've received from people, many of you and people you didn't even know, people you know that are believers, and just the cards, and it's been amazing. And, I went to 2 Corinthians this week. I think actually this was a passage that Dale might have sent us in a card this week. But, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 talks a lot about God's comfort in verses 3 through 5, but especially verse 5 touched me this week because of God's abundance. And I'll read the whole thing. You sure? I got to read it all. Blessed be the God and Father, Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort for which we ourselves are comforted by God. And then verse 5, for just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. And we have experienced that abundant comfort that you just, you hear about and hear people talk about that, but you can't explain it until you go through it, and the comfort's been amazing. The other thing that came to my mind too when I was thinking about this was Jeff Street's message, I think, on tragedy. Was it last week or the week before? I think one of his points was that when we have tragedies in our lives, it causes us definitely to turn our hearts and our minds to God. I mean, and that's where our focus should be all the time, but that has certainly done that for us, and I know for me for sure. Another thing that we're very thankful for is just God's grace, love, and mercy. I continually go back to Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. Because of God's great love, we are not all consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And that one just sticks with me because every morning has been so hard. You get up and you have that shock of reality. Did this really happen? And you know, especially those first few mornings, because that was when we were time where we were alone. We didn't have that comfort all around us from people being there, and those were the hardest times. But you know, to rest in the assurance that His mercies are new every morning, His compassion is there. I don't know how you get through without that. Darla touched on it also. I'm on number four. The church family. Oh my gosh. You know, I really pity people who will possibly never experience what we've experienced because of you. And, you know, I see people that hop from church to church to church to church, and they don't stay in a church for very long. And I tell you, if you do that, you're really missing out, because the church body ministered to us in ways that we didn't even know were possible. And I can't even explain that. And that going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7, this really stuck out to me this morning. And this is, you know, Paul's letter to 2 Corinthians, and it says, "And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that you are sharers of our sufferings, so also you are sharers in our comfort." And you have all been there to share in our suffering and share in our comfort, and we cannot thank you enough for that. And then last but not least, certainly not least, is just my family. I have an amazing godly wife. And, you know, people say, how do you get through something without faith? Without, you know, how would you, I don't know how I would get through something like this without a wife who knows the Lord and loves the Lord. We've certainly been closer than I think we've ever had in the last 2 weeks. And then Mitch and Aaron were just amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing to me. I don't know if you had the opportunity to be at the funeral, but they both spoke. And to sit there and listen to your kids speak in that setting and do what they did just blew me away. And I just feel so blessed to be their father, just like I was so blessed to be Levi's father. So those are main things that we're thankful for this Thanksgiving. And just know that we have been blessed by you, and we love you all very much.